Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show, powered by Steel. Today, I'm going to share insights and lessons from my late great friend and mentor, Clay Mattil, and you will quickly see where a lot of my wisdom comes from. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to you on your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts, or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since Des Moines, Iowa. Yes, folks, that's right, Des Moines, Iowa. 786 success-minded landscape professionals joined us there recently for Grow 2024. And Ryan and Annette McCarthy, the owners of RJ Lawn and Landscape, have made me a big fan of Des Moines, Iowa. A small town with some big town things, Des Moines is a city rich in arts culture. It's clean, it's safe, and it has multiple great restaurants. They also have a wonderful botanical garden I want to check out some summer day. We will make a return trip to Des Moines for Grow one day to see how RJ is doing. In the meantime, check out Des Moines and try Proudfoot and Bird and the 801 Chop House. Absolutely awesome restaurants in Des Moines, Iowa. Great food, great ambiance, great time. Go try them. Thank you, Des Moines, Iowa, for being the city that had the best grow we've ever done yet. We're in Columbus next year, folks, and I can't wait to share that awesome city with you as well. Now on to this week's episode of The Grow Show. On August the 26th of 2023, one of the most influential people in my life passed away. Clay Mattil, the incredible entrepreneur and philanthropist who meant a lot not just to me, but to entrepreneurs and people around the world. I know you've heard me talk about Clay in the past. However, it's possible that you might not know how much he's helped me with my business and my life. Let me give you a little background. I first met Clay at his Center for Entrepreneurial Education all the way back in 1996 when I was 28 years old. At the time, Grunder Landscaping Company was doing around $1.5 million, and I had a lot of energy, a lot of ideas, and a lot of issues too, folks. Issues I didn't even realize were issues. I remember being awestruck with Clay and what he had done with his company. He had purchased half of the Iams company in 1973 for $100,000 when they were doing under $1 million a year in business, based in my hometown of Dayton, Ohio. Clay eventually bought the other half of the company in 1982 when sales were somewhere around $10 million. Using professional management, something he and his advisors and even employees have taught me and I share with you, Clay took Iams to over $1 billion in revenue and sold the business to Procter & Gamble in 1999 for $2.3 billion. He was the only shareholder. 25 years later, that still sounds hard to believe. It was just such an amazing story. I, for a while, had a hard time relating to what he had done and applying it to my own business. In 1997, with some help from his family office president, Les Banwart, who I had gotten connected with, I got a one-on-one meeting with Clay in his office. I remember that day like it was yesterday. I put on a suit as that seemed appropriate, and I got to his office 30 minutes early, and I waited for him. I remember him coming out to get me and walking with him into his office, and to say I was nervous would be an understatement. While I remember the day, and I remember going in his office, and I remember being in awe of who I was about to meet, I really don't remember much of what I told him about my business. What I do remember is, at the end of that meeting, he gave me a book. He thanked me for coming to see him, and he handed me this book right here, Focus by Al Ries. Your business depends on it. The future of your company depends on it. And I remember leaving his office. I got in my little pickup truck in my suit, and I opened up the book, and I began reading it. I read the first chapter there while I sat there. And I thought, this has to be the secret to success in business. How awesome is it that Mr. Mattil would give me this secret by giving me this book? I went home that day and I stayed up till 3 in the morning reading the book and I got the message. And with every chapter I read, I became more and more embarrassed and more excited, to be honest with you. I could see why he gave me the book, Mercy. I was all over the place, doing a whole lot of creating and no executing. A whole lot of squirrel chasing, folks. I didn't know the word no, and it hurt me. I was embarrassed thinking back to what I might have said to Clay in that initial meeting with him. I must have made a fool of myself, I thought. Well, I got a chance to go back and see him again for a short follow-up meeting, and I told him what I learned from reading the book. And all he did was sit there and smile, share affirmations, and encourage me. I think back now about how fortunate I was that he took the time to meet with me on that day. I mean, why in the heck would someone who's a billionaire spend time with a landscaper who would never be a billionaire, maybe let alone a millionaire at the rate I was going? Why? Clay cared, and he knew if he helped me, I might be able to help others. And folks, in this world, if enough of us help others, you've got something. From that point, I was fortunate enough to form a friendship with Clay's son, Mike. I played baseball against Mike in high school. I stunk. He was incredible. He got drafted in the third round of the 1990 Major League Draft by the Montreal Expos. In fact, thinking back, I faced Mike three times. He was a pitcher when I was in high school, and I struck out all three times, which might have been something had I actually been any good. Everyone struck me out. In the last 20 years, folks, Clay's helped me directly with his wisdom and meetings, but he's helped me even more as I studied what he did to get IMES to where it got. I read books he wrote. I took the classes that he had at his wonderful school for entrepreneur that they renamed Aileron. Today, that's an incredible place where entrepreneurs go to get help. His son, Mike, is a super smart guy who went on to get his MBA at Notre Dame and has helped me a ton, not just by being a friend, but by being a sounding board that's had the courage to tell me what I need to hear, maybe not what I want to hear. With Clay's passing, I felt overcome with a feeling to share with you what I've learned from him. My hope is that what I'm about to share with you in this edition of The Grow Show might help you as much as it's helped me. So I've got 16 things to share with you. Number one, your business is either your baby or it's your mistress. Make it your baby. A baby is something that you nurture, you're excited about, you think about, you plan, you're careful. A mistress is not any of those things. Clay said it right. Your business is either your baby or your mistress. Make it your baby. Make sure your spouse knows what's going on with the business. Be careful there. Your business is either your baby or your mistress. Make it your baby. Make it something that everyone in your family is excited about. Number two, people matter. All people matter. I saw that Clay time and time again. Clay believed in listening. The greatest compliment he ever gave me, he said one time when we were meeting, he said, Marty, you are doing well because you listen. And that matters a lot. He would say, if you don't want to listen, you're going to have to feel. Think about that as you go through your day and get better. Number three, structure always follows strategy. Specifically, Clay said, a vision is a dream with a plan. There's too many folks that have a plan and they don't have any structure. And then there's people that do this build it and they will come methodology. And that's not good either. Structure always follows strategy. Get your strategy in place. Figure out where you're going and then put the structure in place to tell you how you're going to do it. You don't put structure in front of strategy. Number four, run your business, don't let it run you. That's the title of another book that Clay wrote. This is an awesome book, folks. In fact, I'm so fond of this book. I got a box of them here. The first five people that repost this episode out on their social media channel and tag me on it, I'm going to send you a copy of this book. Run your business, don't let it run you. So true, and yet so hard to do. I've often said that the steps one needs to take to be successful in business are pretty easy to understand. Doing them is hard, and you got to get control of the business. You've got to, you have to practice discipline. Clay talked at Aileron awfully about direction, operation, control. Run your business. Don't let it run you. Read the book. It's a great book. Number five, back to the title of the book, focus. In fact, out at Aileron, there's a pool there that you can stand over a railing and look, and the words focus are down in the bottom of the pond. That was the one of the most impactful things that Clay ever told me, was the power of focus and resisting the urge to chase things, staying focused on the business. To this day, it is difficult for me to stay focused at times. That's why vision statements and mission statements and core values are so important. Those are guardrails and framework that you put up around your business that increase your chances for focus. Reportedly, there were oftentimes people at the IMES Corporation would come to Clay with other suggestions of things they could do, other products, other markets they could serve, and Clay would always tell them, what's our focus? Their focus was on creating world-class nutrition for dogs and cats. And if it didn't have to do with that, Clay chose not to go there. Number six, never make a decision before you have to. When you initially say that, I think it's like, well, of course. But that's another good saying that Clay had that you need to keep at the top of your mind every day. Just because you saw a brand new truck that you like doesn't mean you have to buy it right then. Wait. Just because you saw a company that maybe you think you should buy doesn't mean you have to do it right then. Maybe somebody's not performing well and you feel like you've got to make a decision there and terminate them. Wait. Never make a decision before you have to. Words of wisdom from my friend Clay. Number seven, anyone can give money. Giving your time is what really matters. One time, Clay and I had breakfast at a Bob Evans here in Dayton. And on our way out the door, I thanked him profusely for spending so much time with me. And I said, Clay, is there anything I can do to pay you back? And he said, Marty, I'll tell you, anyone can write a check. I write a lot of them. Giving your time is what really matters. The things I've shared with you, if they've helped, maybe you can carry it on by teaching it to others and spending time with other entrepreneurs that maybe you can help. Again, anyone can give money, folks. Giving your time is what really matters. Clay was so right. Number eight, strategic planning. I heard Lou Holtz once say, Martin Luther King didn't say, I have a strategic plan. He said, Martin Luther King said, I have a dream. Clay imparted on me the importance of having a dream, but putting a plan in place to do it, specifically strategic planning. And I describe strategic planning as defining where you want to go, your dream, defining where your reality is, where you are today, and what are the steps we have to take to get to that dream. Strategic planning makes a difference. Don't overthink it, but use those tools that are part of strategic planning to move your business forward. Number nine, pay for good help. Clay told that repeatedly to me, and I'll be honest with you, for the first several times he told me when I was in my late 20s, I really couldn't relate. I didn't have the money to go get good help. But what I realized was to get good help, to get good team people on your team, to get good consultants, to get other experts to help you, those are investments. And it does cost money. Clay had two wonderful people that worked for him that I became very close with. Both of them were named Les. They were tremendous members of Clay's success. Les worked for Clay at IMES. He became a terrific advisor to me, teaching me how to do job descriptions, teaching me how to remove emotions from decision-making. Just a wonderful guy that Clay introduced to me that became an advisor. Les Banwert was Clay's family office president. Clay was a fantastic asset to that family office. I didn't know him in that level. I knew him as a mentor to me. Clay paid for countless advisors and other folks to help him move himself and his businesses forward. And I have too, and it works. Pay for good help. Number 10, get a board of advisors. Clay once said if he had a popcorn stand in downtown Dayton, Ohio on Courthouse Square, that he would have a board of advisors. Clay taught me not only how to get a board of advisors, but how to leverage them. A board of advisors are other risk-taking peers that help move your business forward. Most of us as owners of landscaping companies, the bank maybe holds us accountable, maybe our spouse. Again, your business is your baby, not your mistress, so consider that. But a board of advisors or other risk-taking peers that can hold you accountable. They can push you. They've been to places you're trying to go, and they just become a terrific source of feedback, inspiration, education, assistance in growing the entity. So look at a board of advisors. Number 11, I told you a little bit while ago about listening. Clay would often tell me about the power of listening, that you don't have it all figured out. You know, I remember there was a story about Clay. He had gotten the IMES Corporation to $200 million a year in sales, and his board told him he was incapable of growing the business and he needed to get somebody to become president. Well, I'll be honest with you, the majority of people that were told that their business, which was at $200 million, wasn't doing as well as it could, you needed to get somebody to help you, they'd probably fire the board. Clay listened to them. He went out and got a wonderful gentleman by the name of Tom McLeod to become president of IMES. And together with Tom at the helm, they grew the company and sold it to Procter & Gamble for $1 billion, for $2.3 billion in 1999. It worked, folks. So listen, you don't have it all figured out. You need people to help you. Number 12, this is probably my favorite thing, and I have tons of favorites. I may have already said I had a favorite thing, but this one really is my favorite. Clay said, success is applause at home. Clay was a family man. Clay talks in his other book, this one right here, Dream No Little Dreams. He talks about the struggles he had growing the business with the family. This one's a little harder to find. You probably can find it on Amazon. It's a great book. But Clay learned a lot in his journey of growing a business about how important family is. And he was just such a kind man. And his kids loved him. His grandkids loved him. His lovely wife, Mary, obviously loved him. Success was applause at home. And hearing that from someone that had so much success in business that he constantly came back to family and talked about it, it really made an impact on me. And I love that saying, success is applause at home. Folks, we can have all the money in the world, we can have all the fame and the fortune, but if we're not getting applause at home, if we're not liked by our very own family, that's not a good situation. Success is applause at home. Number 13, dress well, but not flashy. Obviously, this isn't something Clay told me. It's just something I picked up on. I mean, here we have a guy that had wherewithal to do anything. He was always neatly dressed, but he never had on any clothes or jewelry or any fancy things that would call attention to himself. He just always looked good. He always had a nice haircut. He was always cleanly shaven. He would get new glasses every few years. And I may sound a little bit silly about how I'm talking here, but it does matter. And I see today that some folks dress, you know, it's eroding. I've got on a nice shirt today, in part in tribute to Clay. Clay dressed well, but not flashy, and you should too. Number 14, I said this was number 12. I'm going to say it again. Success is applause at home. I say it twice because of all the things that I've learned from Clay and of all the things I can tell you today, don't lose sight of the importance of your family. Don't lose sight of getting applause at home as well, not just work. Family matters, folks. Number 15, dream no little dreams, for they don't have the power to move men's souls. Again, the first part of the title on Clay's book, Dream No Little Dreams. Dream no little dreams, for they don't have the power to move men's souls. Clay believed in dreaming. He had a dream to start the Entrepreneurial Education Center and turn that into Aileron, and he did it. He had a dream with his wife, Mary, to start a wonderful facility here in Dayton called The Glen that works with unwed mothers. He did it. He also had a dream about helping with nutrition in third world countries, and through the Mattil Family Foundation, they have an initiative that works with that as well. It's just neat to see somebody that continued to have dreams even after he sold the company. He continued to push himself and to find things. I know I feel inspired by that. I have dreams. I have a lot more things that I want to do. I'm celebrating my 40th year in business this year. And as I reflect back, I realize how fortunate I am. But I also see so many opportunities of things that I can do to make the business better, to help others, to get involved in the community, to pass on some of this wisdom that Clay shared with me. Dream no little dreams, for they don't have the power to move men's souls. And then finally, number 16, God matters, folks. Rest in peace, my friend Clay Mattil. You live in the hearts and minds of entrepreneurs everywhere, especially this one. And I know you cared about others. You certainly showed that you cared about this person, and you made a tremendous impact on me. Folks, the next time you buy some IMES brand pet food for your dog or cat, remember my friend and mentor, Clay Mattil. That was one of his dreams. What's your dream, and how can you achieve that dream? Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment or a like. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, share this episode with your team or any landscape pro you know. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.